This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And it's time for the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest is, I'll let you introduce her. You and I need to think about maybe getting you some sort of musical score to play when I introduce you, though, Keita. What do you think? Is there like a song that you sort of dig, or?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. I don't know.
Drop it like it's hot.
Maybe some Beethoven.
Some.
Pick your poison.
You and I are going to have a chat about this all very young lady. And all I'm going to say is I saw you singing to your dog as it was bouncing around out there in the snow earlier today on Instagram, and we definitely need to have a chat. But you, by all means, you take off. I know you've got the big stuff happening today. Go for it.
All right, today we've got Megan Robel. Megan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us what you do for a living and why you're on the show.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Megan Robel. I am from Central Wisconsin. I am the Wisconsin State Director for the DC Project. I am also the chapter facilitator for A Girl and a Gun. I co-own Robel Defense, which is a firearms training and education business. I own that with my husband. I guess I want to kick things off and kind of go over my firearms journey because I feel like that resonates with a lot of people. So I will start there, and then we can kind of get into what I do with DC Project and A Girl and a Gun, and answer any questions you guys may have along the way. Yeah, so I am an anti-gunner turned pro-gun advocate.
Now that's interesting.
My firearms journey started only a couple years ago, really. I decided to face my fears of guns, and I went to the shooting range with my husband and shot my first gun, which was an AR-15. I know a lot of people are really surprised by that, but they're not as scary as people think they are.
No.
Yeah, so...
Not at all.
Right, exactly. So within a year of shooting my first gun, I bought my first pistol, took a concealed carry class, built my first AR, and competed in my first three-gun competition.
I have to say, I'm really, really proud of you for starting with training, because most people will just decide, oh, I'm going to go buy a gun, and that's it. I have a gun, so now I'm good, and
right.
Don't realize
just
how important
there.
Training is.
Right.
So, well done.
Thank you.
So now you're doing three gun.
I am. Yeah, I compete nationally. Under the United Shooting Sports League, UML League, and I'm actually in a ladies-specific division. which is pretty rare when it comes to any sort of shooting competition. So I compete in the ladies division, which is very similar. If you're familiar with three gun, it's very similar to your 2x4 division, which I think is really great to allow the ladies to choose what setup works best for them because we're different than men. So
yeah,
I just think it's great that we are offered the option to use a PCC versus a shotgun or pistol just because our body mechanics are a little bit different than men.
Yeah. Something I've really struggled with is hip bones with the pistol belts. Well, they make your pants so they come up like your armpits. We're walking around like Steve Urkel trying to put a gun right there. It just doesn't work.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so you mentioned my training. So my training didn't just end with a concealed carry class. I also am a certified concealed carry instructor through the USCCA and LEOSA Trainers Incorporated. I really do believe that training and education are very important when it comes to properly handling a firearm. And I think there's some backing to that, the phrase knowledge is power. And I really kind of just dive in and I want to just learn more and know more and reach out to specific people and get their insight. I'm pretty open about like cold calling. That's how I met you.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting how women tend to be more willing to go out and take a class than men, where men will just buy a gun and a lot of times think, well, I was born a man, so I was born knowing how to shoot a gun and how a gun works, so I don't need a class. I'm a man. I'll just go to the range and start shooting it. Not that every man thinks that way, but a lot of them have trouble, you know, taking a little bite of that humble pie and going to take a class. It's almost, I don't know what the word for it is, not embarrassing really, but they feel like they should be able to solve it on their own. But it's okay to ask for help.
Right.
And don't be embarrassed to go take a class. Even if you're very good, the top shooters in the world still take classes.
Yeah. So when you're going to learn, learn something just by being in a class with different individuals, which it blows my mind. When I teach a concealed carry class, a lot of the men are coming up to me after the class and they're like, I learned so much. I had no idea. I was holding the gun incorrectly. My stance was off. It could be something as simple as that. Two, I didn't know the gun laws. I didn't know it was illegal to do this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
So it's really, I find it very satisfying that the men, too, find value of the classes that I'm teaching.
Yes, definitely go out and get yourself some instruction if you haven't yet. Find someone reputable in your area. Don't deny yourself that training. You're going to get something out of it. It's going to be fun and rewarding. You're going to enjoy it. Plus,
well, we're heading into the break. And I know that you've got a lot. So, first of all, Keita, tell everybody how they find what you do.
180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or if you would like to set up a class in an area near you.
Megan, I know you have a lot of stuff. I just subscribe to your YouTube channel, Word of Advice. After you do all that impressive shooting, snarl at the camera. Don't stick your tongue out at it. How do they find you?
So you can find me at a whole bunch of different places. We got dcproject.info. We have agirlinagunclub.com, robledefense.com.
Yeah, go there. I bet you all the links are there at Robel Defense, are they?
Yes, exactly.
Robeldefense.com. We'll be right back. Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Megan Robel. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Akita Bussey. Her guest is Megan Roble, and they are talking the talk, so please. And in the meantime, I'll be standing back here trying to figure out which Beethoven riff to maybe include in there. So, I'll be right here. Go, ladies, go.
All right, so Megan, why don't you talk about?
I was just going to say, can I make a correction really quick?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I said the wrong website for A Girl and a Gun. And I just wanted to correct that really quick before we got any further. The website for A Girl and a Gun is agirlandagun.org. I think I said agirlandagunclub.com, and I really apologize for that. So I wanted to correct that really quick. It's agirlandagun.org.
Okay, perfect. So why don't you tell us about what you do for the DC project and what your plans are with that?
Yeah, so I am the state director for the DC project. If you're unfamiliar with the DC project in Wisconsin, yes, the Wisconsin state director. If you're unfamiliar with what the DC project is, it is a nationwide women's organization that is safeguarding the Second Amendment. We work with both our federal and state legislators to hold back the tide of anti-gun indoctrination. We work closely with all of our federal senators, House representatives, state senators, and in Wisconsin, we have assembly members. It's different for every state when it comes to the state level.
Okay. So what do you have coming up with DC Project?
First thing on agenda is we will be having a press conference at SHOT Show. That is on Tuesday of SHOT Show, and it's at 11 a.m. Vegas time.
Okay. So is there anything else with DC Project that you want to talk about you haven't brought up yet?
Yeah. I guess for the people out there that don't know what DC Project is or what we're doing, we are the counter voice to Moms Demand Action. So if you're familiar with Moms Demand Action, they wear the red shirts. They're at rallies. You see them in news all the time. They have a very large budget, so they get to Washington, D.C. very frequently. So we want to provide that counter voice because if you know what Moms Demand Action is doing, they are the anti-gun voice. So we want to show them that not all moms agree with their anti-gun mantra, I should say.
Right. Okay. Anything else? Or did you want to move on to A Girl and a Gun?
I guess just for additional information, on a national level, we head to Washington, D.C. once a year to meet with our senators and representatives face-to-face. We want to be viewed as a resource for them when it comes to Second Amendment legislation. We do a very good job following relative bills, and any time that it requires us to contact our legislators, we are on the horn right away, making phone calls, sending emails, just being present with them. And then on the state level, we kind of do the same thing. It's just more local. So we work closely with the established Second Amendment group, like the Wisconsin, I believe it's Wisconsin Firearms Owners is a pretty big group here in Wisconsin. Every state probably has their own Second Amendment group. So I try to establish a relationship with all those groups in Wisconsin. so that we have a collaborative voice. I want to be a partner with them. I don't want to feel like we're butting heads with one another. So I reach out to the various Second Amendment groups and just say, hey, we're here. We're a women's only organization. We can provide that voice that you may not have yet. And then same thing, we head to the state capitol once a year to meet with our local legislators. And we do the same thing on the state side, following state laws and keep in contact with our state officials. So it's identical to what we do on a federal level, just localized. My goal for DC Project here in Wisconsin is to have one woman, at least one woman, represent each of Wisconsin's assembly districts. And I know there's a lot of them, but I have faith that the community is going to grow. Just like you became a delegate for DC Project, which I'm super excited about.
Yes, I'm already calling my legislators anyway, anytime they're trying to push something that goes against our unalienable rights, and I'm on the horn, just like you.
Right,
so
exactly.
I might as well. So, I'm already doing it anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's
so
a great community.
A girl and a gun. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. So, a girl and a gun.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you take off on this, because I don't want to interrupt the description, because we're a minute away from break. So, once again, this time, Megan, you tell everybody how to find you.
Yes. You can find me at robledefense.com. That is where my everything is kind of centrally located. I need to do some updates and get DC Project and A Girl and a Gun on there, but it's coming soon. And then, of course, I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of the typical places you can find people.
And Keita.
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, 180 Firearms Training. Shoot me an email at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you want to get signed up for some CCW coverage, instructor coverage, if you want to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, The Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or set up a class in your area.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ACLU lawyer says the Department of Justice has ended settlement talks with illegal immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border and will instead litigate each claim separately. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying the strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. A man is dead and thousands are without power following powerful winds in the central United States. The driver of a tractor trailer was thrown from his truck in Iowa last night after wind blew the vehicle over on a highway. Other states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Minnesota, and Illinois, are still dealing with power outages today. The Storm Prediction Center saying yesterday saw the most wind gusts of 75 miles an hour since 2004. Forecasters putting that number at 55. AAA estimating over 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. Travel expected to be the busiest from December 23rd to January 2nd, despite the high gas prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And we're talking to Keita Bussey. It is the weaponized woman of Keita Bussey. Her guest is Megan Roble. Please, ladies, continue. Get on.
Yes, Megan.
Let's find out about Girl and a Gun.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us all about it.
All right. So a Girl and a Gun is a women's-only shooting league. We have over 260 chapters nationwide, and we help thousands of women become more comfortable with firearms. We have four main focuses. They are education, recreation, competition, and community. So when you become a member of A Girl and a Gun, you receive a ton of benefits to help guide your shooting journey. Have either of you investigated A Girl and a Gun at all, or are you completely new to it?
I've heard some things about it.
I used to have Juliana and what's her partner's name?
Robin.
Robin Sandoval. Oh, I've had
them
on the
today.
Show.
I have to call her back.
Okay, so I'll go into a couple of the member perks just to give you an idea of like a couple of the many things that are available with A Girl and a Gun.
Okay.
So one of the things that A Girl and a Gun is known for is a girls' night out. This takes women out to the gun range to practice, be hands-on with their firearms. I am very excited to bring this to my community because we don't have any sort of shooting league or anything like that. So I'm really excited to bring this to the women of my community because we're lacking. And that's one of the reasons why I became a facilitator of A Girl and a Gun is because I saw that our community doesn't really have anything like that. So when they become a member, one of the perks that they get is a shooting journal. The shooting journal is designed to give the woman a progressive training program to maximize their training on and off the range, which I think is awesome.
So is it like a guided training journal? Or
yeah,
is it so they just go and write in on their own?
No, there's inspiration. There's dry fire drills that you can take, do the training at home, but then it also translates into, like, range training. So it is very immersive, I would say. And then you also get to set your goals and organize your training and really see your success on paper. So it's not just a notebook that you're writing things in. It gives you inspiration and helps you really set goals, learn more about yourself, your strengths, and your motivations, because every person is a little bit different. So this is really catered to the individual to help them maximize each one of their goals and really turn it into a success story.
Now, I do like how A Girl and a Gun gives women confidence and, you know, obviously the safety aspect and the familiarization with the firearm, but that confidence that they get to the point where they're willing to jump in with the guys in a class or a competition or something like that and take that leap. Without that confidence building, they would probably never have done that. I've had women take my class before that I always wanted to take your class, but I was intimidated because I know it's a little more advanced. But because of joining A Girl and a Gun, I got this boost in confidence and I felt more comfortable. And they usually do very well in my class.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think bringing this sort of community where they're all kind of on the same page, maybe different experience levels, really helps them. Like, they can come together. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or an expert. You still are coming together in a community, in a safe environment, and you're still learning with other women, which I think is awesome. My goal is to have the women all, I wouldn't say all, but the majority of the women in my chapter to go to various events with me on a competition side. Like, I would love to take my entire chapter to a three-gun event, and we have, like, this positive representation of women in the community. That's one of my goals. I hope it happens. We'll see.
Yeah, and you could even take them out just to observe and see what it's like. They wouldn't even have to stay the whole time, but, you know, get to know people a little bit, ask questions about their equipment, watch what they're doing so they feel more comfortable. I know the first time I went to a match, I wasn't shooting. I just watched to see what it was all about.
Right. That's exactly what I did too.
I wouldn't know what to bring or anything.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that would be a great thing and just open the doors for them that way.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you got to start somewhere. Don't be afraid to join your local chapter and start your training journey. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing here. Like, I just kind of jumped into it because I saw the value of bringing a chapter to Central Wisconsin. And I'm just kind of going with the flow of things.
Everyone kind of has to find their own way. That's what I've heard from a lot of the women who are doing this. Jamie Meyer, a former student of mine in Oklahoma, is the head of her chapter as well. She's doing some really great things with women. So I'm very proud of her and what she's doing. And I know it can be very hard and a lot of responsibility, but it's so rewarding.
Right.
She just
it's
loves
it. Worth it.
So is there anything else about A Girl and a Gun you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I think one of the things that might not be, I would say a lot of people aren't aware of, is A Girl and a Gun does offer a quarterly match that allows the women to actually compete with other women. And I think that's really cool because when I go to a three-gun competition, I'm usually the only woman there. So to really compare my skills and my training, I'm always comparing myself to men, which we're not the same. I'm aware we are not the same. If I place better than a man, I get really excited. But at the same point, it's like, well, how do I compare against somebody of my same stature, body type, mechanics, everything? We're different. So it's really cool that I personally can compete in a quarterly match to see how I compare against other women. And I think that's another way to introduce competition to these women that are thinking about joining USPSA or three-gun competition, and they just don't know where to start. I think this will be a very good, like, introduction for them to get in that competition side.
Keita, if you would, at this point, you start giving out your information. We'll get Megan's when we get back, please.
Yes, 180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram, or email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you'd like a copy of my book or to find out more about the CCW plan.
Keita is delving into politics now. This is very intriguing for me. Very intriguing for me. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the education, the evolution, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been, this has been the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and we're going to finish this up. First of all, we're going to start out with Megan giving out her, how we find her information so that we can move on. Please, ma'am.
Yes. You can find me at robledefense.com. Join our mailing list if you want to learn more. I try to send out a newsletter once a month. I last put in my my 2 cents, I should say, of DC projects. And then the next newsletter will be with A Girl and a Gun. If you want to learn more about A Girl and a Gun, visit their website, agirlandagun.org. I encourage every woman out there who's listening to join their local chapter because it's a great opportunity to meet new people and gain knowledge and confidence with firearms.
Now, Bill, I know you are dying to bring up what happened this morning.
Which part?
About the video that you watched?
Oh, well, I mean, Keita has this dog. Now, this dog is on other level intellectual for dogs. It has a little pad that it communicates to Keita with. And Keita apparently loves her dog because she does things for her dog. And I love my dog, but I don't do some of this stuff. Rikita's dog is sort of a fur ball that moves really fast but doesn't cover a lot of territory. So Keita was out walking this dog, and she did a little video of it on Instagram where she basically was singing what the dog was doing. And I just sat back, and I'm just like, okay, you go.
No, but what happened was a tornado hit where I live at about 2 o'clock in the morning, took out a massive oak tree that fell on my house and poked a hole through the roof of my garage.
Now, I didn't get all of that out of the Instagram stuff.
You didn't watch the whole video. So in the beginning of the video, I'm talking about how Mahal thinks that this tree, this massive oak tree that's like 100 years old that fell in my yard, she thinks that's like a stick for her to now play fetch with.
Right.
So the song was, found a stick on the ground, gonna harness all its power. You know, that's, it's an Instagram song.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. I might have to go back and look at that. Yeah. I have to go back and look at that. I didn't look at the whole video because I was like, listen, this is, we're going somewhere I don't need to go. This is something I don't need to see.
I'll be having a love affair with a chainsaw for the next few days.
How bad is the damage to your garage?
There's a hole in the roof. So okay. I've been on the phone all day making arrangements and with the insurance and all that stuff. So
gotcha.
Sunday.
Off you go.
All right, Megan, was there anything else we haven't covered yet that you would like to get into?
Oh, I mean, there's so much information that I could share with you. We only have so much time, though. The only thing
that
I really want to...
Do you have any sponsors?
Do I have any sponsors?
Do you have any sponsors you'd like to give a shout out to?
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
So, Megan, you're shooting Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Why, now let me tell you about my thing with Smith & Wesson. I have always liked Smith & Wesson ergonomically, but until they came up with 2.0, I thought that trigger was the worst trigger. It was an aberration against humanity. Whoever had designed that trigger in 1.0 should have been kicked out of the country. But I realized that 2.0 must have really caught on because for the first time, Smith & Wesson became the first billion-dollar sales per year company in the gun industry this past year. So, you know, what are you shooting and why?
Yeah, so to talk about my handgun, I do shoot a Smith & Wesson M&P, but it's an aftermarket trigger, so... I can't really say anything about the 2.0 trigger.
Now, I have had a Smith & Wesson 2.0, and the trigger is better. As a matter of fact, I think Smith & Wesson, they have the softest shooting striker-fired 45 ACP that's out there today. And I think it holds either 10 or 13 rounds, maybe 10, I'm not sure, which is respectable. And now they've got a 10 millimeter coming out, and I'm looking at that real serious.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I have started with Smith & Wesson, and I have gone to other brands, and I always kind of just transition back to Smith & Wesson. I think that it suits my hand, and I think it's important to get a proper grip on a handgun, and I'm just really comfortable shooting a Smith & Wesson. Not saying that I wouldn't be comfortable with a Walther or Glock or anything like that, but I always tend to just lean towards a Smith & Wesson frame. That's just my preference. I'm sure there's bigger, faster, stronger out there, but I like what I like.
No, I don't. I think nowadays, in today's world, in 2021, I believe most of the gun companies make a pretty decent gun. And, you know, 2.0, I think they finally got it right with 2.0. Always had the ergonomics. You look at the Smith & Wesson 2.0, there's really not a whole lot to do to it except maybe put a better trigger on it, maybe some better sights, a dot, something like that, you know.
Right.
How about the folding Glock? What do you think of that?
You asking me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that folding, the way it folds up really good, that makes it really easy to throw it in the garbage. I carry Glocks. I do carry Glocks and everything, but I don't. That's taking a polymer frame and purposely weakening it. Mm-hmm. When you've already got a gun frame that flexes. And, I mean, if you get out there, you got to know that gun's going to, that weak point is going to be the downfall. So
yeah,
I know
the engineer. He was very excited about it.
I've never shot one. I've never held one. I look at where they break it down and everything, and I just think that's sort of a... that's not something that I would carry day in and day out. And if I did actually carry it and use it, I would probably retire it after X amount of rounds. I wouldn't put, you know, it's not one of those guns where I'd be out there going, I got 11,000 rounds in that thing.
I just wanted to see what you'd say, and I'm very satisfied.
Oh, you like that?
Right?
Okay. Don't like that engineer, I guess. That's okay. Anyway, we're coming up on, once again, we're coming up on the end of all things. And so I look forward to you two coming back on to you bringing Megan back on the show again, simply because I look at this as part of your new evolution. You're becoming a multifaceted threat, Keita.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
when you got a competitive shooter, and Megan's there already, you know, when you got a competitive shooter and she's out there doing the deed, and then at the same time they can change gears, turn around, spin, and look at something else and go, let's talk about this pending legislation you're pushing there, Congressman. How many phone calls would you like this coming weekend telling you we don't like this?
You
start flexing that muscle.
If you want us to.
Yeah. So anyway, in any event, Megan, it was delightful to have you on the show. And like I just said with you, Keita, I hope your garage gets fixed soon. And I eagerly await your evolution as it continues.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Megan.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the show.
Absolutely. Coming up next is going to be 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@gcnlive.com.